Huh. Storage, emulated, zero, CastBox record, 2018, 11, 17, 02, 57, 41, dot MP3. That's the name of the thing. Apparently it's working. Using some CastBox, not receiving any financial dividends from them whatsoever. As a initial disclaimer from the first thing, if in case it does work. But it appears to be functioning just fine and recording and whatnot. 45 seconds in on the thingamabob jigger. It has a
Those are my favorite.
save and post or whatever thing on it. I don't know. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But media is media. The world is the world, and everything's an internet and a giant folding onion of bullshit. Is it fucking. Yeah, it's fucking 2:58 in the goddamn morning.
Shout out to clocks.
Clocks are nice.
It's on time.
They're nice and wicked at the same time. Yeah. You know what? I mean, it's good when you need
they
it.
They tell us that we should have started this like 3 hours ago.
Almost definitely.
And we would have some gold.
Probably. I mean, I guess so. It's either gold or gold to us. Either way, it'd be good.
if six people hear this,
it's a success.
By April. It'll be us three times.
Hell yeah. Totally worth it. Telling you. Oh, man. So, yeah, that sounds a vape pen, right? Because we're vaping. Like the cool kids.
Be like the cool kids.
Well, I can't sing that, man. It's copyright infringement. I've been kicked off of Facebook so many goddamn times live streaming. You don't even know.
I don't even know her name. She's
going to sue me. Asumi? She
can sue me. Yeah. Totally
Asumi. Sue me. How do I fill this thing? I don't even know. Take the top off, bottom off?
It's a little loose here. Is it true?
It's an arrow.
Look at me.
I see the arrow.
Up.
Topper. Like, topper ring. Oh, there's a flippy. Which way?
You
to the right?
The button.
I did. I pushed the button.
Go to the arrow.
I'm at the arrow.
And then up and out.
Up and out? Up and out the other way? It's not doing the thing. Why am I retarded with this?
You're thinking
how far up's
wrong.
It gotta go?
Not just a little.
That's a lot.
It's,
it's not going either way. Help.
Check it.
What, like a...
No, you can't do it.
It's not a one finger? Flippity? You're making it look so easy. I'm not understanding the mechanics of what you're doing.
It's... like a self-locking thing.
Right, so it's in a groove. You pull it up, okay, and then you... Ah, got it. I didn't pull far enough.
No way.
Yeah, so I was like trying to spin it like a normal spinner thing.
Nah.
What is this? Space Jam. Whoops. Dropped it on the phone. Do your dance.
Ah.
Hit your glance at the Space Jam. All right. So we were on some pretty good threads earlier of conversation, that is. We weren't actually, like, laying on fine quality silk or cotton. pretty good threads.
some 1700s.
Right,
paper.
Some Egyptian, Egyptian parchment.
Some
is that a thing though?
I don't
like,
know.
Can you Do you know anybody that can tell the difference, like in a blind survey or study? Can they tell the difference between
shit is like smooth?
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that's smooth. I mean, I can go to like a thrift store and rub a shirt. I'm like, wow, that's pretty soft. I'm gonna buy that shirt because it's soft. Because I like soft shit. But are you really gonna like? Here, pick one of these pillows with a case on it. You know, lay your head on it. Be like, oh, that's 300 count Egyptian cotton. And lay your head on the other one. Oh, that's 1100.
You can realize
what the fuck is the difference? It's just soft as soft.
That pillow you got from Dollar Genitals.
Yeah, it's badass. Fuck yeah.
In the superstore.
Like a $7,500 Serta Tempur-Pedic Make Me Not Snore Ever pillow. Or get a $6 bitch from Dollar Gene.
Guaranteed or double your money back.
Yeah, whoever returns them. Do you know anyone's ever returned anything for their money back?
It cost me $7 in the first place.
Right, exactly. Oh, dripping everywhere. I don't think I'm doing this correctly. I think it just dripped all down the side. Or something.
You just didn't even put any juice in your pen?
Well, I thought I put like 3 things in there. And it didn't do anything. I just, it's all over the outside. And I got a crinkling teepee. Just trying to make it sound better. I'm so bad at this. I need lessons. Is there a class I can take? Like vape 101? Maybe 102. I mean, I know how to like drag it and hit it and stuff. This is so complicated. And I'm all slippery now. I did something wrong.
Just give me a paper towel.
How many do you need?
Just like it.
Just
A. You know.
A. Rip. Like,
this is Morse code. I just need a
beep. Just a beep. That's enough. Don't complicate shit, you fuck. Just get me a goddamn paper towel. Oh, fucking Christ. Was a good dude.
There's you listening at home.
Yeah. So I was
this is getting ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah, so I was in a conversation with a colleague. That last week was interesting. Spouted off on some religion and whatnot, devoutly not believing in anything individual. Not saying I believe 100% in anything either, because there's just too many questions for everything. Holy vent! I don't understand why they have sound studios.
Right? Trying to speak into a phone.
Well, I mean, when we say nothing, why am I so loud? I'm picking up, like, hardcore. You know, I'd speak with your chest, sir. Go ahead. Do it again. That's like nothing.
What a blip.
Yeah. So, I don't think we're picking up the AC or heater.
In the back?
Yeah.
So why does anybody spend $1,700 on a microphone?
You know, we'll find out when we play this.
Eggshell cartons.
Yeah. Whether it sounds...
Styrofoam and shit.
It might sound like shit.
Probably.
But, yeah, maybe. I don't know. No, it was weird. Like, we had a long conversation. It was probably hour and a half, debating religion, theology, and all this other shit. But the thing that got me, I want to know what you think about it, the thing that got me that he just couldn't admit, like, the correlation between historical fact and, like, religious mythology or whatever. Was that even though the Bible is written by a bunch of people or whatever, right? The only biblical character, to my knowledge anyway, that has been like historically recorded, besides kings or whatever that were referenced in the Bible, but like actual prophets, so right. to speak, was Jesus. He was the only one that was like in Roman text because he caused enough of a wake to, you know, gain the attention of the Roman government to where it was recorded in Roman history, aside from the Bible, that he was, at the very least, a real human being that had a huge following, and his teachings were causing huge wakes or whatever in the construct of Roman society. So my point to him was, the individual I was talking to, him or her, was basically, so if the Bible is all bullshit, it was all written by somebody else, and 10, 20, 30, 50, 70 years after the death of that Christ human being, whatever, Jesus of Nazareth, then it was written then, why does, for one, it hold so much weight? Two, why is it also corollarily, if that's even a word, recorded in Roman history? And then three, why, if you just negate or choose to disregard origin story and it's difficult to believe fantasies, why does those simplistic but really introspective teachings tell people how to deal with life, people around them, and finances, and business, and love, and lust, and anger, and greed, and all that, those like baser human instinct things that need to happen, or we all deal with, and it's all really, really relevant, and makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. So, why, if all those things make so much sense, are they all just cast away and not held in the same regard of, say, other prophets or wise men of today, like I don't know, like like the Dalai Lama or anybody that does self-help thing or gives teachings that are not Christian based to deal with life? Like, why is all of those things that hold super true for thousands of years of how to be a human, basically, how to be a good person? And it's all just, no, it's all bullshit, because it probably wasn't by him, and Jesus wasn't from a virgin, or whatever. It didn't make any sense to me. Like, it didn't make sense to negate a whole pile of potential wisdom from the past that is still relevant to today in many, many aspects of it, of just being a human. But all of it's bullshit, so to speak, because you don't believe in certain aspects of it. Like, I don't believe in certain aspects of Shakespeare. Shit's fucked up. Not a lot of it makes sense. But doesn't like take away from the weight of the writings of Shakespeare. Like, even listening to Beethoven or Mozart or Tchaikovsky or Chopin or whatever, I could totally, in my own self, sit there and listen and think, well, that note makes me feel like it should go one direction different than it actually did. But it's not going to make me say all of his work is shit. Because, you know, a few melodies didn't coincide with my own creative outlook on music. And it fucked him up. The guy I was talking to. Or girl I was talking to. They're like, meh! But it's all wrong. But, I mean, I'm not trying to, like,
thump on the Bible right now or anything like that. I'm just saying there's wisdom to be had within it. There's a lot of things to not adhere to. Like right now, you're wearing a flash shirt. Copyright DC. and some blue shorts. So it's like red and yellow and blue. So technically, from like the Old Testament, you should not be wearing two different types of cloth because it's, you know, sacrilegious and causes issues within the church or whatever else. That's in there. A lot of people spout that. Like, well, you weren't able to wear two different types of cloth because you messed stuff up or whatever. So that doesn't really hold a lot of relevance today. But apparently, in my mind, way back then, it was enough of a problem to address it within writing that people that were attending the church, I think it was the Church of Timothy, when it was written, 1st and 2nd Timothy were letters, if I'm not mistaken, to like a bunch of different churches or whatever, on like guidelines of what they should and shouldn't do to have a successful church. Anyway. I don't know. It just threw me off. I'm trying to get off on religion on the get-go. But it just, I thought I was not being obtuse and making a somewhat valid point to where just because you don't like some of it doesn't mean you have to get rid of all of it. Basically.
Yeah.
You can gain wisdom from reading the back of a macaroni box. If you've never cooked macaroni. And there's a million other ways to cook macaroni, but you can get close with reading the back of the macaroni box. Basically.
Yeah. I do not know how to answer this.
Oh, it's not. Did I just use too many words in a row?
No, that was me trying.
That's great.
Trying to say it all.
Right.
At one time. Of what I'm thinking.
Well, I think that's, we've never done this before, but I've listened to a shitload of them. I think that's the beauty of the forum, personally, is that there's not a time constraint, and there's no right or wrong answers. It's just a voicing of mind into a box. There's no necessary judgment on it whatsoever at the end. It's just an opinion at the time. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong. In my viewpoint, I've heard some crazy crap come out of people's mouths on different podcasts. Like, that is insane. But it's just them at the time. We've got 19 minutes.
View, I guess, of religion.
So let me phrase into it into a more baser. Not more baser because that sounds insulting. I'm not trying to be insulting.
Baser. Yeah.
More, you know, more like a more baser concept. So. Basically, I guess my question is, with any form of organized religion, whether it's polytheism or monotheism or whatever, like multiple gods or single gods or whatever, is it smarter as a human being to negate all of it because you think some of it's bullshit, or to try to gather any wisdom you can from thousands of years of people's beliefs that we're trying to figure out life? And try to take the good that you can, I guess. Ignore it all because one part's like, well, they came down in a chariot from the sky and it was on fire and it was in clouds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, take it as, like, you know, I mean, you can't reason with a drug. Like, that's one thing. So that's true. 2,600 years ago, it was written that you can't tell a really, really drunk person something that they need to understand.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're just always the same kind of drunk.
I think there's probably good and bad. There's obviously good and bad, I guess, to every side of anything, religion, politics, anything that's going to strike a debate, there's probably good and bad, and probably all goes back to good intentions from the start. But I think that whoever or whatever was the start, like the whatever the first person to write this down, whatever this is,
right? Like the first guru,
yeah, like
wise fucker,
like. It's, to me, I guess, it's the smarter people that are writing this down, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how to explain exactly my feelings on this.
This is a difficult one. I've heard before, it's been told to me by other people that, like, this is a concept I've been presented with, I guess. So, like, religion, so to speak, or organized religion as a whole is all based off of some, something that humanity has just always had, like, for, like, nature versus nurture, or to survive as a society or a group of any kind, you have to have some form of order. So, you have to have some base or set of morals as a group, no matter where you're at, religion aside, in order to coexist. So, like, on an evolutionary standard, it's ingrained within us to treat each other in a certain way to the benefit of our own longevity and the longevity of the group as a whole.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people that I've talked to have, like, made that point to where religion was just created in order to give us some kind of explanation for what happens when we die. But the base morality of that religion stems from just thousands of years of learning to coexist with our own species out of a need to survive. If you, like, steal from your cave mate, he's going to club you to death.
Yeah.
You know, or if you, like, screw your cave mate's wife, he's going to cut off your testes and feed them to his pet dinosaur.
I think it's a lot of rules and order that all basically ties back to who has the most money is making that rule.
Right. Well, there's a lot of that, too.
Like, politics back to early religion, to me, was basically the people with the most money, and farther back, the people with the most knowledge.
You did air quotes there.
Yeah. Air quotes, most knowledge, thought they had the most knowledge, I guess, was all trying to keep order.
Right.
Or the smart people trying to tell the dumber people what they should follow.
So, in a sense. Right. So, like, stem from a position of power is what you think, basically?
Yeah.
Like, the powerful impose these moral guidelines or rules upon the less powerful.
Take, like, any...
to gain order or something?
Any sort of time, like, the Egyptian gods.
Right.
Why is this guy important?
Yeah, polytheism.
Because yeah. he's the best.
Right.
We're going to listen to him.
Like, yeah, like Ra.
Or why is this guy important? We're going to listen to him.
Right.
Why do we now do what we're supposed to do?
Right. What have we followed in this line that's very similar to thousands of years ago?
Are we supposed to be listening to our president right now?
Right, right.
Or our lineages, I guess, of this is what my parents taught me, this is what my parents taught me, this is what my parents taught me, this is what my parents taught me.
Passed down obedience kind of thing.
To be a good follower of whatever religion.
Yeah, whether it's your political
family
or
believes in.
Yeah. I believe that could very well be a possibility. Absolutely. I know people are creatures of habit for sure, and we like patterns as people. We like to have things in some form of order. We like to know that certain things are taken care of and certain things are going to happen because we're doing the things that we think need to be done in order for those things to happen. But I think what we miss now a lot as a civilization is that our religion is money more than anything else. Everyone that I know through my whole life, money is God. And money is a drive for all people and all existence and all endeavors and all worship. And everything anybody ever does is a strive for money.
That was one thing that I was going to try to tie into that rant.
Right.
Of the smartest or the wealthiest.
Right.
Person.
Well,
is in charge.
So, like, I'm going to shout out to Dan Carlin right quick from Hardcore History. But I've listened to a lot of his information, podcasts, whatever. But he went on for a long minute about so much shit. You gotta check it out, buddy. It's fucking fantastic. You can learn more in 3 hours about any given subject of history than you did in 4 years of school.
Right.
He's so in depth with it, and he ties it all together and knows all the key players. He's not just in 1492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue. You know, he makes it into a story and of people, not just timelines and events.
Yeah.
It's the people involved in their aspirate. Anyway, so he was going on about Martin Luther was one of the ones that the origins of the Lutheran Church and Martin Luther. So I'm probably gonna get these dates wrong because it's 3:26 in the morning, and I've been partaking in barbiturates of the alcoholic nature. But
shout out to anybody that makes an oatmeal stout.
Right, for sure. I've currently switched to Pepsi because I don't want to make another pitcher of vodka and Monster. But no, he was going off in the he was saying like in the 1400s. So Martin Luther, the originator or father, whatever you want to say, of the Lutheran Church, which we have Lutherans in this town, so that's 600-700 years ago, by my memory anyway, that Lutheranism became a thing. And all that Lutheranism was just a direct split from Roman Catholicism. So Martin Luther was a priest in the Catholic Church. And at that time, most people in history couldn't read, they couldn't write, and they definitely couldn't read the Bible. Because it was in Latin, for fuck's sake. And nobody that didn't go to school to learn Latin, or to go to the parish, or go to the priesthood, could read Latin at all. So anybody in any town throughout all of Europe and the entire civilization or empire, whatever you want to call it, none of them could read the Bible at all. They didn't know how. They couldn't pick it up. They couldn't go to anywhere and grab your sister's Bible or somebody else's Bible and read it and understand it, because it wasn't in a language that any of them could do or read or write. It was in a separate language, and nobody knew how to read except if you went to church, not church, if you went to school to become a priest. And it was segregated. That knowledge was kept away from the public. 100%. So what he did, basically, and it was like a huge thing, there was two guys before him that tried to do the same thing, two other priests that tried to do the same thing that Martin Luther did, and they were both hanged and burnt at the stake. So like hung and then burnt alive in a square in front of everybody. Say, don't do this. And he did it anyway because he thought that he could see what was going on in the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church was using the Bible in order to gain power and to gain money and to gain land rights from lords or whatever, from like the owner, like governors basically of states is what it was then. So like a lord or whatever of a kingship or a township, they owned a large parcel of property and they gained tax revenue from all the people within that property. So that individual at that head, which was like a governor or a mayor, or whatever you want to say, was getting large amounts of money from all the people on the land that they were in control of or whatever. And they were using the Bible at the time and manipulating it, the Catholic Church was, to allow these lords and earls and dukes and whatever else to basically buy their way into heaven. They manipulated the Catholic Bible to where it held a monetary value for your right to heaven, basically. And they were changing the original word from the Latin, even when they were preaching it, to everyone that was listening in order to fit them making more money. And he saw this going on, and after he knew two of these other priests that did the same thing before him, they were hung and burned for trying to say, this is wrong, we need to translate this, everyone needs to do this. Like, a couple of them were, like, being, like, basically like Martin Luther King in the same sense. Word or name ties in loosely, but anyway, going to public squares and teaching the Bible out in the open as it was written, instead of how it was being indoctrinated in the church, to say you 10% of your income to here, you need to follow these rules, you need to do this, you need to give this to your Lord, you need to give this to everybody else. So he was the first person that translated from Latin to Old English as a whole. And he went underground for like 15, 20 years hiding, and had other people that were devout Catholics but believed in the word and everything else that were at a higher level of income or power or whatever else that aided in him being hid. So basically, it was really, really crazy to read the whole or listen to the whole thing. He did like 5.5 hours on this subject, dude. It was nonstop, 5.5 hours of an individual that sounded much like the Joker and just talking the entire time. Martin Luther did this and that and that and this. It was, I mean, it's riveting to listen to because his voice is so amazing. But, I mean, it was really crazy to hear the origin of Martin Luther, and that he wasn't just a guy that made a church and said, I don't like Catholics, I want to make my own church to get some money for myself. It was 100% against that. And for like almost 200, 250 years after that, they took no money at all whatsoever from anybody. There was no tithing. There was no 10% of your income, any of that. Yeah. It was just a straight up translation and giving of the word because of what Jesus, either the Son of God or the man or the prophet or whatever you want to call him, the I don't know, smart guy. Smart human being on this planet that knew how to do a lot of stuff. You know, he went into the temple and threw over tables and, you know, damn you money changers and all this other stuff. He didn't want taxes. He didn't want the church to take money from people. He didn't want an organized church at all. That's like the main thing he taught the whole time he was alive. Historically, accurately, 100% proven he was alive and lived the time that he did. Not in the Bible, just everywhere. And said the church is bullshit, basically. You don't need to go here to worship. You don't need to go here to find your path to a higher place. You don't need to give them your money, give them your taxes, give them all your shit, make sacrifices. All that's done and paid for. You don't need to do any of it. The kingdom of heaven resides in the heart of every man. It's the whole thing. And they killed him for it. And then they tried to kill Martin Luther for it. And they killed a bunch of his followers for it. And after a couple hundred years, it was finally a Lutheran church. After he was like, I'm going to translate this and disperse it in leaflets of handwritten Bible. Whole Bible written by hand. By a bunch of scholars. Translated from Latin to Old English from Martin Luther's hand. It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Like to see the origin of it all. The Catholic Church, for all of its whatevers, has really destroyed, I think, worldwide, the sense of an actual religion that could be.
People in general are never going to get along.
No, they're not. Not 100%, ever. But we compromise.
We live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Kansas.
Yeah, we are in a very sheltered area.
We have like 700 people in our town, 4 different churches.
Yeah, exactly. Ridiculous. That's 150 a piece ish. 175, something like that. If they all went to church, which they don't, what do you think total people go to church in this town? Maybe 300?
Like,
3, 4, maybe?
Lutheran, Presbyterian, and Baptist.
Methodist, Catholic. We have 5.
5 churches?
Yeah, 5.
So, majority
Catholic. I'd say.
Except for out of town folks.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, they don't count right now.
Come to the Baptist church. I think everywhere is kind of spread out, or they...
Oh, it's super divided, man.
Wouldn't have...
It's crazy that divisive. ...that
many different segregations, I guess.
Denominations.
In any...
Yeah. No, I know. And I think it all just stems from pointing fingers, personally. We're right, you're wrong. You're right, we're wrong. For hundreds of years. I mean, what, the Baptist church was from John the Baptist? So it, like, predates the baptism of Jesus, basically. He was, from what I remember, anyway. It was like a guy that was in the, what would that be, Orthodox Judaism, was before Christianity. So he was an Orthodox Jewish preacher or pastor or priest, whatever. And he left all that, went into the wilderness, and baptized people for forgiveness in the River Jordan for 10, 15, 20 years, just a single preacher in the desert, which kind of sounds a little bit cultish to me, honestly. David Koreshian without the Waco structure in the midst of the desert, you know, but that's survived 2,000 plus years from one guy. He was decapitated, had his head cut off, served on the silver platter. That's historical fact besides the Bible also. And like Roman whatever lineage shit. King Herod's wife had him hunted down, decapitated, and put his head on a silver platter and served it to her husband to try to please him. because he was so mad about it and stuff. It's like in a bunch of old paintings and things.
How long ago was it? I'm sure I was early high school years. So, like...
5, 6, 7
2004 or 2005
Yeah.
That we're discovering, like, African countries that didn't even know what a helicopter was.
Yeah.
Like, finding...
Yeah.
Entire civilizations of people throwing spears at the sky.
Yeah. South America, there's still several of there.
Knowing
what the fuck a plane is.
Actually, right.
Yeah. So cut off from everybody else.
And the rest of the world is arguing about what's right.
Uh huh.
Religiously.
Oh, I know. That's crazy. It is. I'm a...
Ding.
That's... I'm sure it was a very loud ding.
A lot of dings.
So, like... So, that ties into, like, ancient civilizations. In my mind. So there's a bunch of people running around with loincloths in a jungle somewhere. Still hunting tree frogs with blow darts. Because they are. 100% totally are. Still out there. We're chilling right now in front of a 4K TV, looking at some mountains we maybe not, never see in real life. But there's people that are in the wilderness hunting to feed themselves every day while foraging for plant life and vegetables, wearing no clothes and barefoot, without a very highly developed language. Or most likely, most of them, from what I've read anyway, don't even have any form of organized religion whatsoever. They have polytheism, but it's like really loosely gathered. It's just like, I love the sun. It's not like the sun is a god. It's like, I love the sun, and the rain god is an asshole because it rains all the time, and I don't like being wet. You know? But... I don't know, there's like rabbit holes, man. Ancient Sumeria. Like any of that? Got any of that stuff on your radar? So there's like tablets that they found in the 70s. They found like 6 of them. Clay tablets with a cuneiform on it. It's a form of writing. That's a name or whatever. It's called cuneiform. It has a bunch of indentations in different shapes. It looks... similar to hieroglyphics, but there's no, like, full-on pictures. It's just, okay, so if you had, like, an old-school, turn-of-the-century, like, square-headed nail, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that shape with the square head at the top and then down low, coming to a point in a V. So it's like that in a bunch of different fucking ways, like, all over to form letters, but on a tablet, yay, you know, like, 3 foot by 2 foot wide or something. Like, just solid, the whole thing. And it all changes the whole way. And they found, like, 6 of them in the 70s. They found a bunch more since then. But they're just now, since the 70s to now, like, finally being able to decode them and figure out the language. It's been 30, 40 years breaking down the code and the language of these forms to make words, which that in itself... is insane to me anyway, right? To think that somebody could do that or sit down and look at a clay tablet for 30, 40 years to figure out what it's saying. You know, there's code breakers and shit. And there's people that deciphered the hieroglyphics, I guess, which is a bunch of pictures. So, you know, we don't understand either.
To an extent, right?
Right. But, you know, that's a whole different ball of wax that's changed, like, all kinds of shit with the ancient Sumeria. So that's like predating King Solomon. So like Sumeria was Babylonia or Babylon and King Solomon and the Mediterranean Sea and the crest the Fertile Crest, the birth of civilization was all in that area. And that's where those things were found and everything else. And they've carbon dated them back to like 12,000 years ago. Like between 9 and 12,000 years. And it's full on language. Right. Decipherable, understandable language. They have paragraphs. They have audiobooks of the deciphering of these fucking things. But the crazy thing about it is, to me anyway, is the time frame of it coincides with astrological events, and it coincides with geological events on the planet that we can observe now and see. So geologists have done all these studies separate from that, found shit that they didn't understand, and that the writings in it tie in separate from separate shit. You know, it's like, oh, this is fucking the same shit, but we never talked, and now it's the same timeline. Like, also with the Great Sphinx, like, they're saying the ancient Egypt was, that's the standard, right? That's the gold standard of the highest point and the first intelligent civilization of the past was ancient Egypt, building the, you know, pyramids and everything else. We got that at like 3,600 years ago. So when the Great Pyramids of Giza were built. They were saying the Sphinx was built at the same time.
Right.
And the weird thing about it is that geologists, for whatever reason, Egyptologists never decided to bring a geologist along to check out this archaeological site, I guess.
Take your word for it.
Right. But they brought one and then a bunch of geologists to the site to check out these weird markings on the base of the Sphinx after they, you know, like when I was growing up in high school, there was no feet of the Sphinx. Yeah. You know, it was buried.
Yeah.
It wasn't there. And then they dug that shit out. They've only dug it out in the last 15 years or so, all the way down to the base of the Sphinx. So they brought this geologist in. They're able to check with water table and fossil record and all this other shit and core samples of what amount of rain came when throughout thousands of years, just like to do with ice in Antarctica. So they figured out, once that geologist showed up and all those other samples, and he tied all the data together, that the erosion on the base of the Sphinx is from water. And it's like huge fissures in the bottom of it, all the way around the bottom of the Sphinx. It's all running down. It's not like a smooth, it's not eroded subtly like sand, you know? It's lines driven by water, just like when it rains a whole shitload, you got a trough. So they were able to figure out, basically, through everything else, that the Sphinx was from about 12,200 years ago, which is like, you know, 9,000 years older than they thought it was. Right. So that predates all of ancient Egypt's history by 9,000 years. And the technology involved for building that by 9,000 years. And they thought it was all bullshit for like the past 3 years. Like, oh, it's fucking, you know, one guy or a few guys that read the same things. And they were like, yeah, okay, 100%. It's the same thing. And they were just carbon copying each other to be famous or whatever. That's what Egyptologists and archaeologists were all saying, because they're all, their reputations ride on the fact that they said this shit was 3,600 years ago. That's how they make money. That's how they sell books. That's how they sell documentaries and Discovery Channel specials. It's by, I'm the official on this thing, and this is when it happens, and I'm the expert.
Yeah.
So he, and they, basically, all that shit's wrong. And they thought it was bullshit for the last 3 years, until they finally, we're able to carbon date shit I was telling you earlier in Greece of Nebekli Tepe. It's this huge monolithic site. So, like, and it predates Stonehenge, which is super crazy old. It was like next, it was the next oldest compared to the pyramids in Egypt. It's like pyramids and then a couple hundred years, Stonehenge, carbon dating. So it predates Stonehenge, so it was the closest similar structure development right. by like 10,000 years of age. Ridiculously, what do they say? It's like they've only excavated like 7% of the whole site, and that 7% already has a larger acreage footprint than all of Giza.
Right.
They've only got 7%. They've done radiology or.
We've seen something about that.
Yeah. Like giant T-shaped. Shows. Yeah. Those giant T-shaped pillars that were supportive structures, just like the Stonehenge structure. Like up, and then you got T-shaped ones all over the place. Or H-shaped, one or the other. That supported it. Makes sense, even by a contractor standpoint. You're basically building a bunch of T's when you build a framed wall. But, like, crazy carved, super detailed, and it was all intentionally buried. Like, you can tell it was filled, backfilled with rubble, and then sediment, and rubble, and sediment, and rubble, and sediment, in layers with all of the organic material and pots and everything else underneath it. So, whole point, long story, back around, all that, and that timeline of that, right. All of that and that recent discovery and that recent carbon dating of 12,500 years ago matches to the date to within 10 years of the shit that has been deciphered in the ancient Sumerian tablets from the 70s that weren't deciphered until like the mid-90s to early 2000s. And the date and timeline coincides with the Younger Dryas, which is like the end of the Ice Age, which caused a comet impact in North America and a 2.5 mile thick ice sheet, caused massive catastrophic flooding over the entire planet, and Noah's flood, and wiped out all kinds of civilization. That much ice was built out because it was only on the northern hemisphere, and the southern hemisphere was still tropical, because ice and, you know, not ice.
Not.
But so much had evaporated and gone up there that it was 2.5 miles of ice. So the whole sea line was 400 miles or 400 feet lower than it is now. So all the whole Earth looked different as far as land masses. Larger areas of land that are all now 400 feet underwater. And ancient civilizations all over it. And they were all on the coastline. So we're right now, within 50 years of the same basic effect of the ocean rising and 100 to 120 feet inland of coastline is going to be underwater. So 1,000 years from now, if that water doesn't recede, all that shit will be erased and never existed. So it's like basically the same concept of we had a whole different world of humanity that we have no idea about. There's all kinds of monoliths and cities and pyramids underwater all over the world. They've been underwater for thousands of years. And, yeah, long story. I don't think we know anything about anything. I don't think anybody knows anything. I think almost anything, whether it's science or math or anything else, is just all a human construct in order to try to explain our existence. If you create something, if I say this is blue, I can say 25 reasons how to prove that that's blue, because I created blue. There's my vent of solitary head work for the past 3 weeks.
And this mic drop moment is brought to you by... Mics.
We can talk about something silly next if you want. I don't mean silly in a bad way. I could use some silly.
Silly.
Silly, silly. It's windy out there. Don't get cold.
Is there no pause? There's a pause. Hey! band. Now that it's approaching 4 o'clock a.m.
in Mariners
Central
time,
I think it's time to go to bed.
Yeah. I am feeling it. I'm fully exhausted. My brain, I believe.
What is this going to be called?
I don't know that we can put a name on it yet, can we?
We could just say, laughter. laughter is all that happened right there.
Yeah. Giggles.
WTF just happened.
So I'm James Mays and stuff.
And stuff.
It's my name. We were discussing that in a little brief pause. I'm like, man, we went like an hour. Didn't say who the fuck we were. What we were doing. What are you talking about? I just went off on a rant. And Jordan, being the wonderful human being that he is, just let me go. Said, you're good, buddy. No worries.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guy.
Come on, guy.
Come on, buddy.
Beverages were had.
Yeah.
And
a few.
And that's all that happened.
Jordan and James, jolly, jovial, juniper, Juneberries.
Juneberries.
Yeah, it's fucking November.
June.
What is a Juneberry? I don't even know. I've heard it.
June bugs?
Is it?
I don't know.
Maybe.
June bugs.
Can you eat them?
When they die.
They turn into berries?
They, like.
Oh, crunchy berries?
Something else grows out of them?
Yeah?
Like it's a June berry. Like a whole other plant?
June bugs birth June berries out their asshole.
Juniper?
That's a plant.
Jupiter?
Hey! The, our cosmic defender. I don't want to go down that way. Not right now.
Another time.
Yeah, probably. I got a good solid 7 minutes on Jupiter. Maybe. It's just mainly regurgitation from way smarter people than me. It's not like I have watched Jupiter through a telescope, observed what it does. Just take it for granted that other smart people are like, yeah, that's what happens. I'm like, oh, cool. It's good to me.
I think this might just have to be called the J-Brains.
The J-Brains? I like that. I do, actually. That's, yeah.
Just a couple of J's.
Just a couple of J's.
No H's.
Just J'ing around. Doing some J stuff. Jovial J's. Man, we're only like, 50 seconds away from a full hour.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta do something for 50 seconds.
We're gonna stare.
Stare blankly.
We're gonna wait for anybody that's listening to this to just go to bed.
I mean, that's true. So, I don't know. Is there a sign off? I think it's stay happy, stay thirsty.
We need a catchy catchphrase.
A catchy catchphrase. The catchiest of catchy catchphrases. So it catches you off guard.
You're so ready to be caught by the catchiness.
Somebody add piano to that and send it back.
Catchy. Catchy catchphrase.
Catchphrase. Watch
out. Just don't put jazz hands in it. It'll be fine.
Is jazz hands a thing?
I don't think so. I've seen it.
There's no video evidence of movement.
Yeah, I mean, it's like air quotes. Air quotes.
You have to say it.
You have no idea if I actually did the fingers or not, though. I can just say jazz hands. Somebody's going to think in their head, oh, he threw his hands in the air and did jazz. Whatever that means.
To jazz. This exact kitchen has a horn section.
It does indeed.
It's the silent horn section. We totally need to come back with soundboards.
Fuck that. Just gonna go greedy ghetto the whole time. You can't hear us without earbuds.
Just a bunch of J's. That's sitting around a phone.
Absolutely.
Technology. Literally sitting feet away from a lot of technology.
Yeah, look what it's fucking doing for us. We're not
gonna use any of it.
Gathered motherfucking dust.
Might as well call it paperweight mode.
It is. It's literally holding paper down. There's paper under it. Paperweight.
Mail in a coaster.
Let's just list shit we see. Are you saying you love things in the room?
This week on Shit We See.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I think I'm done.
Dundee.
All right, it's a good cap for the first one. Oh, fucking hell. All right, man.
Whatever happens next week, bi-weekly? I don't know.
We can do weekly.
Weekly, bi-weekly? We'll try it
weekly.
It's out of our hands.
It is.
It's a surprise.
It's up to the stars. The stars will decide. All right, man. Well, sweet dreams.
Yeah. We'll go with sweet dreams.
Sounds good to me. Night, night.